With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. The city of Kalamazoo is making a special effort to interest people in next year's city budget. Those discussions usually don't draw crowds to City Hall, but Kalamazoo expects its 2016 budget to fall about $3 million short, and it says it needs to hear from people on which services they value most. One place the city plans to collect input is on a newly launched website. The city has named its budget participation website ImagineKalamazoo.com. Kalamazoo Public Library employee Farrell Howe has agreed to check it out and give her personal opinion. She's at the computer in her office.
All right. Got a nice little welcome sign. Got a Facebook page and an email.
The pages offer surveys and questions on Kalamazoo's quality of life. They even ask for input on the Allied Paper Superfund site. Howe signs up for an account and fills out a couple of surveys. Then she finds the budgeting exercise.
Oh, this is fun. You have $1,000 of city funds. How would you divvy up the money? Oh boy. Let's see. I click allocate funds to see what my options are.
Parks, transit, culture, the economy, the environment. Howe gives half of her imaginary $1,000 city budget to the Safe Community Fund. She puts most of the rest of it toward a strong and well-planned community. A few blocks away on the Kalamazoo Mall, Cafe Casa co-owner John Beebe has also agreed to try the website. He types in the address at a computer behind the counter. His impression is less favorable. BB doesn't see much use in dividing up the pretend $1,000 budget.
They should maybe better ask, if you had $50,000 of things to buy and you're only given 10, how would you spend the money?
And BB says he doubts his input will make a difference.
When it comes down time to make a decision, they'll do whatever they want.
Well, first of all, this is a serious exercise.
Kalamazoo City Manager Jim Ritzema says BB is wrong. He says the results do matter to the city, and he says it has very specific plans for the Imagine Kalamazoo website. Kalamazoo won't estimate its exact 2016 budget until this summer, but Ritzema says the city expects its budget to fall $6 million short over the next 5 years. Half of that falls on next year's budget. Ritzema says Kalamazoo can't avoid cuts, but he says it should avoid making them indiscriminately because...
What you're saying there is, when you suggest that, is we're just going to make everything mediocre. We're not going to really look at the value of a program.
Instead, the city is making a list of every program it offers. Next, it plans to weigh each program's value. Favorable public comment from the website, for example, is one factor giving a program more weight. In the final ranking, Ritzema says the least needed services should fall to the bottom.
Either they didn't have much impact, or they only impacted a smaller group, or there's other providers of that out in the community.
But Ritzema acknowledges that even the lowest ranked program probably matters to someone.
Then it becomes a question of recognizing that, is there another way of providing that service? So they still get that level of service, or that service, but maybe in a different way.
He says the city knows its usual budget process feels less than accessible to many people, and he says ImagineKalamazoo.com is part of an effort to change that. He adds that the city also plans to hold a number of community meetings, the first ones later this month. Back at the library, Howe has finished her tour of the website. Aside from a few design issues, she says she likes it, but she adds that it could use a page explaining its purpose.
This seems fun and lighthearted in a way, and I don't necessarily know if people are going to make that connection that what they're inputting here is really going to be used.
Ritzema says the city plans to gather data from the website through the spring and to finish its program ranking later in the summer. Kalamazoo will make final decisions on its 2016 budget early next year. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.